Hey everyone, hello. I wanted to stop in for a moment. This might end up being a little longer than I expected, but I wanted to come and just do a quick check-in with you all. I've been gone for a few weeks. I think it's been 2 weeks now, maybe 2-3 weeks, that I haven't had a new podcast episode. And so I just wanted to come and talk to y'all. I had so many plans for this fall season of the podcast, and it's just so interesting how I had all these plans and like these ideas of how this season would pan out, and I was going to have my friends on as guests and so many things. But over this last month, really since the mid part of September, a lot of health happenings and upsets have left me, first of all, non-functional for a lot of the month, and have left me in a place where I feel like I just can't put energy out to do the things that I had been doing before all of this came up. And in the second part of this episode that I'm going to put on Patreon, I'm actually going to go into more detail about what's happening and some really potent lessons that have been coming up and that are helping me to work through this. So if you're not a patron, I definitely encourage you to join so you can hear the second part of this. But, you know, I am learning a lot about the beauty of our ability to put our minds to things, right? To plan, to cast things out into the future, to say, this is what I'm going to do, and then to start putting action to that, right? Like, that is beautiful. But I'm also realizing how sometimes when your mind is working to create a reality that just isn't correct for you, then spirit, the divine, the universe always has this way of being like, but no, that's cute that you have that plan, but no. Like, for example, when this all kind of started, when these health things kind of started coming up, the first example of this was on September 20th. So I was already in the space where I decided that I wasn't going to be like teaching physical in-person classes anymore. Like, for right now, that's just not where it feels like my energy needs to go. And I've had a really hard, you know, I've shared with you all throughout the duration of the podcast, I've had a really hard time accepting the doing away with things, that the way that I've been doing things in my business and just in life for, you know, the last decade or so is just not what's going to be happening moving forward. And y'all know I've been having a hard time with acceptance around that. So, but I was like, you know what? Let me just see for myself. I need to feel the energy for myself. Like, let me just schedule this in-person class here, you know, back home. I'm back home. Let's get some people here. I want to see. Schedule the class, you know, sold like half of the spaces for the class. And, you know, I was like, I'm just going to do it anyway and just see. So the morning, the day of the class, I woke up, and this is when everything started. I woke up, I was dizzy. I felt literally like disconnected from this realm. Like, everyone felt super far away from me. I was dizzy. I felt floaty. I was really disoriented. And so I, of course, had to cancel the class. And all I could do for the next 2 days was just lay down. That's where I felt most comfort. So that's a really short snapshot of an example. But for me, that's how it's just been showing up. Literally, like, things continue to come and be unearthed and moved from like hidden to illuminated over this month as it relates to my health. And so everything that I had planned isn't even on the radar of importance in relation to what I'm learning about myself, the things that I'm having to face. with everything going on. So, it's so even though I'd made all these promises to myself and made these plans of what I was going to do, I've really been reminded this month that life is so much wiser than the promises that we try to keep to ourselves, to others. And that's not to say don't make promises to yourself, but you all see the bigger picture of what I'm talking about. Like, life is wiser than sometimes what we think is correct for us. And so, as a person who my business may be, in a holding place or restructuring, but I'm an entrepreneur. And so, as an entrepreneur, someone who is creating, for income or just has that entrepreneurial spirit where they feel like their creativity and their being, needs to move freely outside of maybe working for someone else or someone else's agenda or plan. I feel like this is the kind of thing that we need to continue to talk about more on these platforms, in the way that it informs this message of being human for a living, but also just reminding us of like how imperfect we are. And even if we share a plan with someone or our audience or our clients, and we know that they are depending on us to come through and to make good on that, life is always happening before the plans we make. Life is extremely unpredictable. Life is always ebbing and flowing. That's what this human experience is. And we really have made a culture and a life of planning, of casting out into the future, of reaching toward and being obsessed with plans, with structure. But that's just not our natural habitat as humans. It's just not. We've adjusted, we've acclimated, but it's just not nature. It's not natural. And, I think for me personally, this month has really opened my eyes to that. And it's really opened my eyes to how comfortable I've gotten with planning and assuming what I think will happen is what's going to happen. This is why this podcast exists. I think another part, and I just want to be real with y'all, and I'm going to go more into this in the second part of this episode, but another thing that has come up here and that has kept me away from coming in here and checking in earlier or recording another episode earlier is this deep lesson that I'm learning about my fear of death. And I know that just got heavy, but I want to preface that by saying there have been so many moments during this month of like health uprisings where I have felt like, am I going to live? Like, am I going to get better? Am I going to feel well? Like, what's happening? I don't know what's happening. I don't understand what's happening. And because of that, it brings up these feelings of, well, am I going to see the other side of this? And so, like, facing my beliefs, my ideas, my thoughts, like my real core beliefs around my fear of death has been real. And a lot of times, and I do it a lot on this podcast, but a lot of times in general, and like in the spiritual realm of things and conversations, we can often talk about death and rebirth in these very metaphorical terms, right? People leaving, things falling away, things disappearing, things changing. Like, we can talk about it, and that is a beautiful way to talk about death, but like, how are we really in relationship to our fear of death? Do we confront that? Do we look at that? Do we really sit with that? Do we really consider what role death and our relationship with it plays in our life. And for me personally, it's one of my deepest fears. Even though I know it's imminent, it is something that, like, I fear deeply. I fear the way that I will die. I fear feeling like what dying feels like. I fear, I have a lot around it. And it's interesting because in my mind, because I've been dealing and confronting that so much, it's also made me hesitate from coming here to check in, because it's like, I want to make sure that I, you know, have the answer about what's going on before I go and share, or I want to make sure that I'm 100% before I go and share. I want to feel like I'm all the way out of this confrontation with this fear of death before I talk, before I share, before I'm vulnerable, before I get intimate with the people who are listening again. And, you know, that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to share with you all when I'm through the thing. I didn't start this podcast to be the perfect expert on things. I didn't start this podcast for it to be clean, nice, and neat. You know, I came here to talk about my deep passion for being human for a living and casting that out to you all so that it shifts your perspective, hopefully, about how you are in relationship with your humanness. And I'm most potently in my power when I am sharing and being vulnerable as the things are happening, because then it creates this lighthouse, right, for you when you are experiencing the thing. You know, in me not being quiet and then waiting of like, whoo, yeah, so when I was going through that, this is what, you know, hindsight is beautiful, and being able to share that wisdom is also really potent. But you all seeing me and feeling me and hearing me as I'm moving through the learning is so important. And a lot of life and spiritual mentors don't step into that space with their community. And I am very aware, even down to looking at my astrology chart, even down to looking at the details of my human design, I'm very aware that the intimacy and the vulnerability that I create with you and that I have created with you for so many years is what makes me most potent as a leader and as a teacher. And so I just wanted to come and check in and just share with y'all some of the things that I'm moving through. And again, I'm going to talk more about exactly what's going on and some more lessons that I'm learning in the second part of this episode for my patrons. But for those of you who are listening who may not be a part of my Patreon, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. You know, I hope that this check-in offered you just a little bit more insight into my world, and maybe offered you some peace as to why I've been away for a little bit. And this is what's going on. And, you know, before I sign off, I want to give a quick shout out to one of my patrons, Tanisha. So in this, I have actually made a couple of updates, like even in the throes of like the darkest parts of this month, I found some strength to write some notes and some updates and share some playlists and things with my patrons. And Tanisha, every post that I made, she always made it a point to respond and to let me know that I was loved and that she and the rest of the patrons currently in there would be there when I got back. And she would just send love and healing energy and just always reminded me of how appreciated I was and really, her words and the words of my loved ones really offered me so much confidence in moving me out of some of the darkest parts of this month. And so, Tanisha, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you as a patron, but also just as a human, you know, in my field right now. I thank you so, so much for being one of the people who rocked with me on Instagram. And now that I've left, you're still here and showing your support. So thank you so much. And that's it, y'all. So come join me over on Patreon if you want to hear the second part of me diving into this check-in and kind of exactly what's going on with me health-wise. But until then, I look forward to speaking to and with you all again, and everything that you need to connect with me is in the show notes, and I will talk to you in the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionists face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.